Local AI audio, Sutskever's reading list, and the democratization of machine learning. Three AI stories form a coherent picture of where the machine learning ecosystem is maturing. Kokoro's local text-to-speech system drew 429 upvotes on the strength of a specific promise: high-quality audio synthesis that runs on a CPU without a cloud API or a GPU. The blog post from Arya Hidayat has circulated since March, but gained significant traction this week. The technical claim centers on aggressive optimization for CPU inference, quantization, and attention pattern pruning that reduce compute requirements without catastrophic quality degradation. Community comparisons to 11 Labs and Google's TTS API found Kokoro genuinely competitive for many use cases. From a business standpoint, local TTS addresses three distinct pressures: privacy requirements that prohibit routing sensitive audio through third-party APIs, cost at scale, and reliability independent of cloud provider availability. The 30papers.com project attracted 545 upvotes, the second highest score of the day, by taking Ilya Sutskever's reportedly circulated list of 30 essential machine learning papers and presenting them with explanations and context, accessible to readers without graduate-level ML backgrounds. The list is not arbitrary. It reflects the conceptual lineage of modern large language models from their foundational building blocks, including the attention mechanism paper and the foundational transformer work. The Hacker News thread noted a meaningful gap in the current educational landscape, an abundance of "here is how to call the API" content, and a shortage of material that explains the mathematical intuition behind why an architecture makes the trade-offs it does. The project is reaching for the latter, and the community responded accordingly. The IEEE's new LLM training course represents the institutionalization of this technology in professional engineering curricula. IEEE membership skews toward working engineers rather than students, so the course is aimed at continuing professional education, helping people already in the field understand at a technical level what large language models actually do. The course's 81 upvote score with 10 comments reflected broad approval without controversy. The comments that did appear addressed curriculum design choices and whether systems engineering aspects of deployment receive adequate coverage alongside model training. A smaller profile item, the GeoSchool project, illustrated a complementary pattern: building specialized AI tools that give general-purpose language models the ability to reason over domain-specific data types. In this case, geospatial data, with its own query semantics for geographic containment, distance calculations, and coordinate systems. An engineering challenge that, as a pattern, is worth watching.